about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Well, thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. Beautiful morning here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Driving over, I was struck by how bright it is early. It really has changed a lot. I guess that the clouds being gone makes a big difference. So wherever you are, hope you have decent weather. We talk gardening and landscaping and a whole lot about trees here. I am a landscape architect, as Logan said, arborist. So we like to talk about trees because that's where the largest investment in your landscape is, and it's also where the most power is as far as design goes. How to use the trees properly, it ought to be the first part of the design, set the framework for the garden, the landscape, whether it's commercial or residential. And any questions you have along those lines, we can help. We have different recommendations, quite different recommendations than a lot of the industry on how to plant trees. A lot of it has to do with how high they are. Most of the trees that are planted around the country are planted too deeply in the soil, and not by a little, by a lot. It starts at the growing operations. Trees are grown in containers of a lot. There's issues with that, circling and girdling roots in the hard containers. More and more people are using these soft fabric containers, which we recommend, and that helps tremendously with that circling effect in the pots. But a lot of the growers intentionally have the trees too deep in the potting soil in the pots, and they do it. It helps them to create a straighter trunk. The tree will tend to function more like a root sucker when it's planted deeply. And so they get more uniform, straight trunks, which I don't even like. I like crooked, nice, interesting character trunks myself, but I'm unusual in that regard, I guess. But the big point is that they literally start out when they're very young trees too deep in the soil, in the potting soil, in the containers. And the same thing happens in growing operations where the trees are grown in the ground. When they're balled and burlapped and moved and sold to the landscape contractor or to the garden center, the way that spade functions, in a lot of cases, it's the cultivation prior to the digging kicks soil up on the flare, up on the top of the ball, and then when it's balled and burlapped, it gets a little more soil folded in. And we've had situations, I did a video, I think it's on the public side, I need to check, if it's not we need to move it there. I did a video did a slideshow actually, and I think we turned it into a video of a little Japanese maple that we planted at our house, a little bitty thing. It was only about 18 inches tall at the most, had a ball on it that was, I don't know, almost as big as the top of the little tree, probably 13, 14 inches in diameter. It had over 3 inches of soil on top of the ball and covering the flare under the burlap when I took the burlap off to plant the little tree. So it happens on small trees, medium-sized trees, big trees. So the first thing that's different about our planting instructions is to get the soil off the flare and plant it real high so that flare is exposed. We spend a lot of our time going around trying to help people get their trees back in healthy condition by removing soil from the flares of trees that are young, middle-aged, and even old trees, hundreds of year-old trees. We've removed soil from the flare, and we'll talk about that more as we go. And if you have any questions about that, if you're doing some new landscaping, be glad to help. There are solutions to all this. It's not the end of the world. If the trees get planted too deeply in the ground, you can fix it. And we can talk about all that. This hour is brought to you, as always, by Victor Pet Foods. And we're delighted to have them on board. They're great. No corn, wheat, soy, or gluten in any of the products, which is a big deal from a health standpoint and a weight gain standpoint. Also, there are no chemical preservatives in the Victor products at all. In fact, there's none in their plant. They don't do some products that have the toxic preservatives and the things that we don't like, and then other choices that are cleaner. Everything that they do is in this category, and we really appreciate what they do. They're manufactured over in Mount Pleasant, Texas. Distribution is around the country. They're primarily in feed and farm stores. Check their website for location nearest you. It's victordogfood.com. Then we talked a little bit about it yesterday in San Marcos. I really appreciate the Chamber of Commerce of San Marcos, Texas, for having me speak there. Met some really neat people, had a great turnout, and had a good visit, and talked about landscaping and trees and organic program, how simple it is, and how it can save 50% on your water bill and all that kind of thing. And that's another issue we can talk about, is water savings from this program that we recommend. But really appreciate everybody that came out. We signed a few books and met some new people over there, and it was a lot of fun. It's going on today in San Marcos, and a lot of good speakers over there and booths that are talking about environmental kinds of things, water savings and energy savings and all that. So if you're in that area, drop by and check it all out. My tea doesn't exist this morning. Judy and I are in the process. It's getting to the fun part when the appliances and everything, countertops going in, but we've been under construction at the house with a new kitchen. And so what I'm drinking this morning is a little bit of coffee that I had left and water. So we'll get back to tea next week. But good, clean water and drinking a ton of it is something important. I drink a lot, but I'm going to be drinking a whole bunch more, and there's a good reason for it. I'll be telling you more about that as we go as well. The news, and we're going to go to the phones right away, I guess, if I give the number. We already have some people on hold, but the telephone number to be with me is 866-444-DIRT, D-I-R-T, which is 3478, 866-444-3478. Our newsletter that is just now going out, it's a lot of you have already received it, and by the way, it's a free newsletter. All you have to do is fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Or send us an email, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, so you want the newsletter. But let's hold up on that. I almost forgot the most important thing of the Victor spot here at the beginning, and that is we'll meet Bubba. Bubba is a 10-month-old, 59-pound Catahoula mix, really cool-looking guy. Says has beautiful twirly fur coat that has unique markings. Good picture of him on our website now on dirtdoctor.com. He's at the SPCA in Dallas, and he was, let's see, he's been on his journey to find his forever home since February the 6th. He came to the SPCA of Dallas looking for a home, who is ready for a lot of dog because he's a big boy and he loves to play. 59 pounds isn't so big. That's pretty good size. Loves going adventures, hopes to spend a lot of time exploring the great outdoors with you. Bubba is still young, so he's really into chasing frisbees and playing and all that kind of thing. Sounds like he has a lot of energy. He's the definition of man's best friend, but he likes the ladies too, it says. His name is Bubba, and his picture is on our website. Go to the SPCA button on the homepage, and you can meet Button. And Zafira from last week still waits for her home, so check her out. We didn't find her a place. And also Sweet Pea is still waiting for a home, too. So we have three dogs there that you need to take a look at, and let's try to help them find a home. And wherever you are in the country, in the great U.S. of A., if you need a pet, there's not a better place to go than one of the rescue organizations, SPCA or the many others, whether you want a mutt or a full, a full breed, purebred dog of any breed. That is the way to go. And we really appreciate your help. Our newsletter is a continuing subject, but there's brand new news about it. One of the things about the program that I recommend is that there are things that we recommend you stop doing on the one hand, and there are things that we recommend you start doing. The things that we want you to stop doing are using synthetic, high nitrogen, synthetic fertilizers. They are toxic as they can be to the soil. Let me talk about it and more when I come back. The birds just flew in the window. We'll talk about what I recommend, what I don't recommend, the organic program, and then get into this newsletter and then start taking your calls. So jump on here, 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. Smart Pot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We got a bunch of people holding, so I'm going to finish what I was talking about, and then we'll get into the new newsletter after we catch up with some callers. But what I was saying was that the basic program that we recommend is two things. Stop using the toxic stuff, the synthetic fertilizers, and the toxic pesticides, those two things. The fertilizers are the worst because they do so much damage to the soil long term, but that doesn't mean the pesticides – or anything good. In fact, they're really bad. The toxic chemical pesticides in the newsletter that we just did is about one of them that's the most commonly used and why one of the reasons why we don't recommend it anymore, and we'll get into that. What we do recommend instead for new listeners out there is organic fertilizers, compost, various natural meals, natural rock minerals, and in the beginning of projects, sugars, things like dry molasses, cornmeal, wheatmeal, things like that. And then instead of the toxic chemical pesticides that are made in laboratories and are highly toxic in all kinds of ways, we recommend, first of all, the control with biological techniques. The organic program itself is great control because under the organic programs, healthy soil, healthy roots, healthy plants, healthy production, there aren't near as many insect and disease issues to deal with. Those that pop up can be handled with biological tools, things that you release in the garden to control the pests, and the diseases are a piece of cake. There's all kinds of things we can do to control diseases with non-toxic, basically food materials. And we'll talk more about all those details as we go. Right now, let's catch up with phone calls and go from there. Brian is first up in Denton. Hey, Brian.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Oh, it's good. Thank you. I need it.
Got a not hearing you real well. Are you on a?
I'm on a cell phone, so let me speak clearly.
Okay, go ahead, and I'll try to answer. I'm not sure anybody can hear you but me.
Okay, well, I've got a question about mountain laurels self-pollinating.
Well, mountain laurels?
Yes, sir.
Mountain laurels there are male and female flowers on mountain laurels. They're in bloom. In fact, I saw a lot of them down on my trip to San Marcos yesterday. They're in bloom down there. The one in my yard in Dallas is not in bloom yet. But they seem to be doing pretty well this year. They will bloom fine without there being but one plant. Do you just have one?
Well, no, I'm thinking about purchasing a large plant. And so they grow really slowly. I 6 years ago, I sprouted some seeds. They're about 7 inches tall, so they grow really slowly, obviously. And so I want to make the investment, get a mature plant.
Okay. It's not a bad plan. They are slow growing. If you buy a big one, I think it's fine. There is a slight risk with mountain laurel, some people call Texas mountain laurel, that you would get some freeze damage on the flowers. I've never seen the plant killed completely back in this zone, zone 8, except in the years 1983 and 84 when we had such tremendously cold weather for such a long time. So I think buying a big plant is a pretty good idea. Make sure, like I was talking at the beginning of the show, that you uncover the flare. The native plants like that are probably more sensitive to being planted too deep in the soil and staying too wet than some of the hybrids are. So as long as you do that, I think you'll be in good shape. It's a great plant. The seed are poisonous, the bright red and poisonous, so be careful about that with kids and so forth around. But other than that, I think it's a beautiful evergreen, has that great flower display in the spring that smells great.
That's what I'm totally into, evergreens, for the obvious reason. They look beautiful all year round, and that's one reason why I like cherry laurel. Well,
cherry laurel's good, too, and it's cherry laurel's in bloom right now with the white flowers and attracts beneficials even better than the mountain laurel. So, yeah, planting those together would be a good idea.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Show is the best show on the radio.
Brian, appreciate that, and thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
See you, bud.
Bye-bye.
Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Dixie in Arlington next up. Hi, Dixie. Hello, Dixie. Putting Dixie on hold. Bill in Kaufman, Texas. Hi, Bill.
Yes, sir. Howard, I've got a want to plant a garden area. I currently have Bermuda grass, and it's about a 50 by 50. Last year, or year before last, I plowed in, disc in, 2 dump truck loads of horse manure. So it ought to be in good shape. How do I kill the Bermuda grass?
You're a little late talking to me, Bill.
Well,
we needed to get rid of the
for fall, what can I do?
Well, we needed to get rid of the Bermuda grass before you till the manure into the area. When you till Bermuda in first, you create a nightmare. I just have to be honest with you. Because you drive the stolons and the rhizomes of the Bermuda grass down in the ground.
Well, I'm too dumb to know better.
Yeah, it's a problem for you.
Is there any way to solve the problem?
I don't know what to tell you is the best way to go, to be honest with you. What are you going to do, vegetable garden?
Vegetable garden. I was really thinking if it was too late for this spring for fall.
Okay. What you're going to have to do probably, Bill, is plant a bunch of big growing stuff that can outgrow the Bermuda and just fight the Bermuda. Can you hold on with me, and we'll talk a little more after the break?
I'll be glad to.
Okay. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We're going to talk about the little weed problem with Bermuda grass, and we'll talk about some other things for you to call in. There's an open line at 866-444-3478.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today. Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden, just follow Mother Nature's guide.
First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we were talking to Bill about his weed problem. He's tilled the soil before removing the Bermuda grass, and that drives it all down the ground. And now we're talking about what to do about it. Bill, you there?
Yes, sir.
What... You've given me a tough one here.
I've got a lot of black plastic, probably 12-foot sheets, and it's real long.
Okay, there's
putting
two.
Putting that on top, would that solve my problem if I leave it there 6 weeks?
Well, maybe. The problem with solarizing, which is what you're talking about doing there, is that it takes quite a while with some real hot, bright, sunny weather. You could try that. What you do is you wet it down, wet the area down, put the black plastic or clear, either one works, and you have to seal it. It has to be sealed really well on the edges and not any seams where, you know, steam can escape, because we're trying to create a steam bath, a greenhouse effect, you know, in the soil. That will kill some of the Bermuda, especially that's up there pretty close to the soil. What you have driven down in the ground, the solarization may not be hot enough to kill it. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the second way to go, and that would allow you to plant earlier, would be to put a layer of dry molasses or some kind of sugar down, and then put a layer. Well, you've got so much manure and compost in there, you may not need the compost. Just put the next thing is about five or six layers of either newspaper or butcher paper or any kind of paper that you can get, or cardboard. And if you do cardboard, you can do basically one level of it. You wet it down, soak it good, make sure it covers everything thoroughly, and then you plant through that you know, if you're going to plant. And then you cover the paper or the cardboard with shredded native tree trimmings. That technique works really well to stop Bermuda. It makes it very difficult for you to plant because you got to dig holes through it and plant through it, and you're going to probably have some Bermuda popping up through those holes, and you'll just have to deal with that on an individual basis.
Right. But
those are the two ways to go. There's not any, even if I recommended toxic chemicals like Roundup, they wouldn't help you any with this because you've driven those reproductive parts of the Bermuda grass down in the ground, and the spray couldn't even get to it.
I wish I hadn't tilled it in. One other quick question.
Okay.
Flies on horses.
Okay. A couple of things. One is making sure that you have a good quality diet, which hopefully you already do, adding some Redmond amendment. It's a salt amendment or natural diatomaceous earth. Well, the Redmond product's actually a montmorillonite clay salt combination product. Redmond salt makes it. Natural diatomaceous earth fed to horses gives an indirect benefit to that. We've had a lot of feedback from people that are in that business in a lot of different ways. If you feed some kind of a humate as part of the feeding process, that helps. And then things like garlic sprays and treatments help with the flies a lot around the horse stable, hanging bags that are full of water. You know, that you got to keep them clean.
Okay.
But hanging bags around will repel the flies quite well.
My last little question, be an easy one. Got an arbor over a gate.
Okay.
I'd like some permanent plant to cover it that would bloom spring and summer.
Spring and summer. Boy, you got to have all kind of hard questions. There, a lot of the climbing roses will give you that effect. If not blooming twice, what they'll give you is some flowers in the spring, and then in the fall they'll have the hips, the fruit that'll be colorful. So look.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, look into that. A lot of the climbing roses, the ones on our website, dirtdoctor.com, if you go to the library, the ones that I cover in there are the ones that are the easiest to grow, and there's some climbers that are listed.
Okay. Okay. Howard, thank you for your trouble.
I appreciate the call, and good luck with that weed problem. Yeah, you don't never want to till the weeds first, especially Bermuda grass of any kind, before you do the bed preparation. You scrape it off, all of the reproductive parts of Bermuda grass, whether it's coastal Bermuda grass or the other end of the spectrum, the tifs, the low-growing tifs, all the reproductive parts are right in the top 2 inches of soil. They are the stolons in the rhizomes in the ground, the stolons on the surface. And if you till, what you do is, like we were talking, you drive those down into the ground. Okay, go ahead. There's one line open, and if you want to jump on here, 866-444-3478. I want to talk about our newsletter real quick, and then we'll go back to the phones. We have addressed before the problems with probably the most commonly used herbicide on the market called Roundup. The active ingredient in Roundup is glyphosate, and there is new research, new data, new information linking it even more strongly to cancer. And so we did kind of an update on our newsletter. If you get the newsletter already, if not, you'll be able to see it on the website pretty soon when it's put up and be in the archives. But we started the newsletter out by saying this. We've known for some time that glyphosate, Roundup, has been linked to cancer, attention deficit disorder, and damage to microorganisms in the soil. It's also harmful to the digestive tracts of wildlife, livestock, pets, and people, as well as having strong ties to the increasing presence of autism in children. Here is the latest research confirming the link to cancer, and the specific cancer that is in this data is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Well, as you might expect, Monsanto has gone ballistic and put out a response. They did the response. This report came out last week, and their response came out just a couple of days ago, March 24th. And it talks about the fact that they've got all kinds of studies that show that it's a totally safe, you know, product, safe as water. And one of the things that popped out to us in this is there's, you know, you can find data on any subject on both sides. And, of course, somebody that makes $1 jillion off something is going to try to defend their product. But one of the things that they will even admit that they haven't done is any testing on cumulative effects of glyphosate. In other words, the buildup, the exposure to it over a long period of time. They just do, you know, the one-time direct exposure. And there's also not any testing on the combination of chemicals. In other words, when you put a Roundup out and you've used a synthetic fertilizer. Well, there's a problem with that. High nitrogen synthetic fertilizer and Roundup together create a worse situation, a more toxic situation. And there's data on our website about this than the herbicide by itself. And then the combination of Roundup with other herbicides is even worse. The thing that makes you want to just ram your head against the wall is that they have a new product out now that they're promoting that is a combination of Roundup and 2,4-D in the same product. Well, we strongly dislike, hate both of those products, and now they put them together in one. They're going real closely to, you know, recreating Agent Orange for you to be able to buy at the store. So look at this data on this latest thing. What we've done for you also is that we've added a link in our newsletter that talks about all of the other research papers and experiments that were done that back up the negative side of Roundup. When you look at it, all of those things are in red and they're underlined, and if you click on them, it goes to the research, the data about Roundup's relationship to Alzheimer's, which is, you know, one of the scariest things of all. Alzheimer's has grown proportionately, you know, exponentially proportionally with the increased use of Roundup as its use has been increased in no-till farming and things like that. And then the other situations. The first thing I ever locked onto with Roundup was that there was absolute hardcore proof that Roundup and the genetically modified technology also was causing damage to the microorganisms in the soil. And I think the only reason the farmers have slowed down a little bit about using Roundup in the no-till thing, and it's still being used a lot, but it's one thing has happened to slow it down some, and that is that the Roundup and related things has fouled up the microbiotic activity so much that the residue, the no-till residue organic matter left on the soil that's supposed to help build the soil, is not breaking down. The microorganisms have been damaged so much that the debris is just laying there until it's oxidized and volatilized away. It's not doing the soil any good at all. Thus, the farmer's production is taking a nosedive. Well, that got their attention. So anyway, check out all this. We've got tons of information on the website on dirtdoctor.com related to this. The new research is there, and it's all easy for you to find. Next time you go in a store that's selling Roundup, or the next time you hear one of these characters, and there's several of them across the country, recommending Roundup and saying that it's safe and it goes away, you know, when it hits the soil, tell them that that's not true and that you would be glad to send them some documentation that we've provided here that shows that it's showing up lasting a long time in the soil and in the water and in the gut of livestock, pets, wildlife, and you and me. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We got a minute, so we'll start with Edwin in Chicago. Hi, Edwin.
Hi. I want to say that On a Sunday morning, I got blessed to discover this show. First-time listener.
Welcome aboard.
And my specific question is about a Victor dog food. I'm going to do some research on their website, but I wanted you to let me know, is this organic food? And can you let me know about some of the, all of the pluses?
Well, it's not organic, Edwin. There's not, there may be some little boutique companies in the country that are organic. Tell you what, we're going to need to break here. Can you hold with me and we'll talk on the other side? Are you on a cell phone? We're getting another bad connection here with you.
Yes. Should I call back?
Yeah. Can you call back on a landline and maybe we can hear you better, okay?
Okay.
I'll put you on hold and we'll try that. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Hard at work for over 60 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain. 9 water patterns for a variety of uses. Or a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back, and Edwin has called us back. Let's see if we have a little better line this time, Edwin.
Well, I would say that your last Victor dog commercial answered all my questions.
Okay. Well, we've still got a kind of a bad line, but I think it surprises people when they listen to me and they find out that the dog food I recommend and some of the organic fertilizers, I have to be honest and say they're not made up of organically grown ingredients. You just have to be honest about that. Those things aren't available in a wide enough range and volume yet. But the Victor comes the closest, in my opinion, to being the dog food line that works on a volume kind of a level across the country with the cleanest products and leaving out the stuff that causes the most difficulty for the pets.
Well, this is the first time I've listened to the radio show, but Owen is one of your sponsors. And I want to say that I used their product for bed bugs, and I didn't have to deal with that insanity of throwing things away and getting poisoned.
Okay, good. Now, who was that? What product?
Owen.
Owen?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure who that is. I guess they're running ads on there that I don't know about. Is it an essential oil product?
Yeah, cedar.
Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah, well, that's good. Thanks for the feedback.
I think they called it Owen Safety.
Okay. Well, give the dog food, give the Victor product a try. I think you'll find that your dog will love it as much as mine do.
And I love the show. I'm so excited about discovering it.
Okay, thank you, Edwin.
Okay, bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Edwin in Chicago, we're fairly new on the air there and delighted to have everybody on board. Open line for you at 866-444-3478. Let me talk about that just a little bit more. People may be raising their eyebrows about what I said. The products that we recommend that fit into an organic program, there unfortunately aren't very many of them that are certified organic. To be certified organic, you have to prove to the USDA and the NOP and all the states that are involved that all the ingredients that went in to make the product were raised certified organic. Well, that doesn't exist. And so there's no organic fertilizers. There may be some little bitty, tiny boutique kind of things that are, but But for the most part, there are zero products that could legally say, some of them do. In fact, I heard one yesterday on the radio. There are some that advertise that they are certified organic fertilizers, but there aren't any that I know of. If there are, people can call me and straighten me out on it. But it's the same thing with dog foods. There's probably some out there, again, very small boutique little operations that have all their ingredients, grass-fed, certified organic, and all of that. But anybody with any volume at all, they simply can't buy the ingredients. They can't buy the chicken. They can't buy the various meals that go in to make the product. Victor's looking at it. I can tell you that. They're looking at having an additional product to come out that will be totally organic and will be kind of the next step up. The other issue with it is it'll cost a lot more. It's just more expensive to do that. So when we talk about a lot of the organic things that we recommend, and we use the term natural organic, and it's kind of a generic comment and definition, it's the stuff that's the cleanest that we can possibly find. And in the case of the Victor products, they are highly unusual because they use absolutely no chemical preservatives, and they don't use any corn, wheat, soy, or gluten in any other products. And those are really troublesome from a GMO standpoint and from causing the fat situation and all kinds of allergies and all kinds of things. So they're the closest that we have been able to find so far. And people say, well, we thought you were organic. Well, I'll tell you the truth about it. I'm not even organic the way I eat, because it's impossible. When Judy and I go out to eat, I told you earlier, our kitchen is torn up and being redone. We finally got around to doing that. While we're eating out, you think I can find organic restaurants? There's movement that direction. There are restaurants that are starting to have on their menu that they have organic dishes on the menu, and that they have grass-fed or free-range meats. Some of them are starting to brag about, and we're delighted that they have raw cheese, non-pasteurized cheese, which is what I would prefer to only eat. It is what I only eat at home. But today, if you eat at somebody else's house, or if you eat out or something like that, or if you're in the military, or if you're, eating normal ways that people have to eat out there, it's impossible to be totally 100% organic. The only way you can do it is to do it at home. And, of course, we recommend that you do that or be as close to it as you can. And it's another one of the reasons why we recommend some of the things we do, like, good clean water, like Crazy Water, and the probiotics product that builds that life in the gut, which is what gets hurt when you're not eating all the organic stuff. We're going to have a new product from the probiotics of Dr. O'Hara's people that addresses specifically some of the toxic things in the gut that we've been talking about today. We'll be telling you about sometime soon. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, delighted to have you here. We'll take a break, and then we'll start the second hour. 866-444-3478 is the number to be with me. The website is dirtdoctor.com.